by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back here at Rock Island High School, Tom Erdick along with Eric Gibson as they wrap up the national anthem here. Glad to have you along tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, getting ready for the starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks as the Streaks come in with an identical 4-2 record as the Rocks. Both teams are 0-2 in the Big Six. There you have your starting lineup for tonight. And, of course, they didn't have a roster for us. Now, they had one of the change in one of the jerseys. I'm trying to figure out. 23 was Raven Morrow, he said. So who was?
Rihanna Watson had originally been 23, so maybe they switched.
I think that's what he said, was Raven Morrow was. See, now, I didn't have Watson on my roster that I got.
Oh, well, yeah. I had a different roster. This is what happens when you don't pass out rosters at your games.
Okay, maybe she is Brian. So, okay, well, I'll say Brian Watson is number 23 then. Okay, so starting line for the Streaks, it'll be Ty Peachy, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, as they've done throughout the season. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, the Streaks in their new black uniforms, new road uniforms, trimmed in white with some silver and black piping as well. Kind of a nice the center circle for it is Sarita Goldsmith. Tip won by Sarah Baker. Ty Peachy with it for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We are underway. Rocks come out in a man-to-man defense. Sarah Baker on the dribble right side. Now picks up, stops, gives to Maddie Boyer on the right baseline. She'll drive in, lost the ball off her foot. So the Streaks turn it over. Just underway, 7:45 to play here in the first quarter. Galesburg will pick up with full court pressure.
not the way you want to start right there, but at least the Streaks are going to get to set up their pressure D.
Inbounding will be Megan Sheely looking for help. Gets it in to Hoover. Hoover, oh, now a 30-second call, timeout before they even got it in. I don't know if he was worried that they were going to get a five call. Maybe just Coach Thad Hoover just didn't like their setup and what they were doing on that inbound.
Yeah, 15 seconds into the game, he's already worried about trying to call the timeout for the press. But nonetheless, in the meantime, I was able to get up here in quite the nice little car, a 2009 nice Nissan Cube, 1.85 liter. Has intelligent key, ambient interior lighting, power windows, locks, mirrors, tilt, cruise, AM, FM, CD, stereo, aluminum wheels, one of those slapstick transmissions. It's on sale at Galesburg Nissan Mercury for $19,780.
The Cube, so it must be somewhat square. See, they're coming to the new vehicles are going back to more of a square vehicle, I assume, since they call it the Cube. There you go.
It would be otherwise misleading in its name. But, yes, it was very spacious inside.
So thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Turnover on the inbound as the Streaks knocked it away and it went back off Rock Island. So Galesburg has it. Sarah Baker with it, top of the key, man-to-man defense for the Rocks. Here's Ty Peachy back to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Sarah looks over the defense, dribbles right, picks up, gives to Maddie Boyer on the right wing, and it's stolen away by Raven Morrow. Morrow gives way to Hoover. Now her pass is blocked by Shelby Pacheco, and it's going to be the Rocks' ball. They'll have to inbound it and go the length of the court once again. Five new Streaks checking in. It'll be Bailey Boyer, Michaela Rodriguez, Mickey Rodriguez, also Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton and Jamie Johnson.
Well, the thing that always impresses me about the Streaks press is they kind of do not even worry about somebody going deep. Jamie Johnson plays in front.
And a steal on the inbound by Bailey Boyer, but the Streaks turn it right back over as it's Goldsmith that comes up with it for the Rocks. Streaks still pick up with the pressure. This is Hoover, gets it across midcourt. First time the Rocks have crossed half court. Now a travel by Morrow as she got the ball, took a couple of steps before she put the ball on the floor.
I'm having an eerie flashback to Illini West. We haven't even gone a minute. We've already seen six turnovers in this game. Each team has turned it over in every possession.
And now another near turnover. Ball knocked away from Bailey Boyer. Streaks will inbound just in front of us near midcourt. 6:58 to play. Quarter number one. There is no score. Boyer to inbound, working against Morrow. Gets it into Jamie Johnson out high right side. Johnson dribbles right. Goes to the wing. Gets bumped. No call. Now tries to get to the corner. And ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it. Now it's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow was going to point toward the Rocks. It was Sheely there, and then Mickey Rodriguez and Jamie Johnson went to the floor after it as well.
This is a very sloppy start to this one, as we have yet to see anybody even attempt a shot.
And now, inbound pass is absolutely thrown away by Sheely that time, so the Streaks will get it across the court. No, they're going to get it under the basket on the right side. And five new players come in for the Streaks. It'll be Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker.
Tom, a clue on what the state record is for consecutive turnovers to start a game? Because I would imagine we're nearing it, as that is number eight.
And no points to boot. Katarina Mangieri to inbound. In it comes to Ty Peachy, right baseline. Drives in, now picks up, kicks out high to Sarah Baker. She drives toward the baseline, working against Watson. Spins, puts up the five-footer. No, but she's fouled. Foul is going to go against Breanne Watson. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. And Sarah Baker will go to the free throw line with two shots to try to get some points on the board with 6:41 to play here in the first quarter. No points and what, seven, eight turnovers now?
Yeah. At least we now have a shot in the air. I am impressed by that as Sarah converts on the first free throw.
So 1-0 the Streaks lead, 6:41 to play here in the first quarter. Sarah Baker at the foul line. Second shot up and good as well. Streaks lead 2-0. Pick up with full court pressure. Inbound comes to Morrow. And she gets the ball to Siobhan Brewer. A 5'5 freshman runs across midcourt. Loss of handle. Now it's picked up by Morrow. And a travel is going to be called again on Raven Morrow. So both times the Rocks have gotten it on their end of the court, Raven Morrow's traveled with it.
Yeah, and definitely not the start the Coach Thad Hoover wanted to see from his girls, but
Rocks pick up a full court pressure, and Ty Peachy has no trouble beating it. Now Jessica Howard fires a three right baseline, can't hit. Rebound weak side, bounces off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. Finally coming up with it is Sheely. She'll give to Hoover. Hoover runs it across left side, cut off, nearly pushed out of bounds by Shelby Pacheco. No call. It's kind of a sly one there.
Yeah.
Right wing, this is Morrow. She'll put up the 18-footer, no good. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. Outlet to Ty Peachy.
Ty brings it across midcourt, right side. 2-0 streaks lead. Ty spins, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Sarah looks over the defense, penetrates right side, knocked away, gets it back, gives to Ty Peachy. She'll dribble right all the way in, gets a shot blocked, but a foul's going to be called on, I believe it's going to go against Goldsmith, as she's the one that she swatted the ball, but she brought that hand down. If she would have just, and it does go against Goldsmith, she would have just kept the hand up and blocked it. Probably wouldn't have been a call, but she brought it down, and whether there was contact or not doesn't matter a lot of times when you bring the hand down.
That is correct, and it's kind of like that hammer. When the hammer comes down, yeah, it's not good. Just a lineup change for you. I just spotted on the scoreboard the correct uniform number, so it's actually Brianna Watts is number 20, Raven Morrow is number 23, and Triona Roberts is number 32.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a change.
So I have to apologize to Raven Morrow. That means it was – so who's – okay, who's wearing 32 then?
I 32 is Roberts. Actually Triona okay, Roberts, Triona so she's Roberts. The one with the turnovers.
Yeah, so she's the one that traveled both times. Ty Peachy hits the second free throw. Streaks lead 3-0. Full court pressure broken this time. Rocks get down. Layup is up and in by Talise Garcia. So the Rocks get the first basket at 5:45 in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson dribbles right down the lane, lays it up off the glass, and got it. Nice aggressive move by Jamie. Make it 5-2 streaks. Full court pressure. And it comes to Goldsmith. Nearly traveled with it. Looking for help. Looking now. Cross courts it to Hoover. She's going to run it up left of the center circle. 3-on-2 break. Hoover runs it down right side. Lay it up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Whitney Hoover. Recognize the opening there.
Streaks have to get back right there. Once their press gets back, they have to sprint back because had an easy lane.
Jamie Johnson out with it between the circles. Working against Sheely. Now goes right baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. Brings out to the wing. Now at high right side to Maddie Boyer. Now Jamie Johnson with the top of the key. Spins into the paint. Has it knocked away and stolen by Garcia. Talise Garcia. Nice pass to the right side to Sheely. Puts up the 10-footer. No good. Rebound comes out long to Sadie Hamilton for the streak. She'll give to Maddie Boyer.
Well, right now, I'd like to see Sadie Hamilton get more active down below because Goldsmith's just sitting in the middle of the lane because she's not moving.
Mickey Rodriguez, three from the right baseline, is long. Rebound comes out long. Goldsmith has it. Now this is Garcia. She'll run it across left side, down to the left baseline. It's Hoover. She'll fire a three of her own. Can't hit. Rebound tipped up and in. Nobody got a body on Siobhan Brewer. She tipped it up and in without bringing it down. So Brewer gets her first basket, and the Rocks have their first lead. It's 6-5, 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson with it out high left side. Left wing gets to Megan Young. Megan looks over the defense.
Streaks need to run some offense here. They're getting too stuck. Everybody's just standing around. Somebody's got a cut. They're not getting any open looks.
Evan Massey is trying to call a timeout, I believe. And, yeah, I think he's going to get a 30. So a 30-second timeout. And I think he saw what you saw, Eric, that there was really just no movement. Rocks are out playing a man-to-man defense, and they're really pressuring the guards out front. And they've got us pushed out near midcourt at times. And, you know, just the rest of the offense is just kind of standing around, it seems like.
Well, it's almost as if the Streaks are so used to seeing the zone defense that nobody's getting out and moving. And, you know, basically what you need is you need some screen set. And the Streaks have plays. We've seen them run, and most of them very elementary as far as getting people open, some double screens, some down cuts. But that's all you need is to get the defense moving. And right now we've seen them stagnate a lot because they were getting points off the fast break.
4:04 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-5. Katarina Mangieri inbounds to Jennifer Markley. Up off the glass and got a nice play there. Jennifer did a great job of just posting up and getting position and got the easy two.
That's how you get yourself in a good spot and then get the ball.
Hoover gets it across right side. Now kicks out between the circles to Garcia. Now gives to Brewer out near midcourt. Triple team. Somebody's got to be open. Now gives to Garcia. Runs down the right side. Off the glass and nothing but glass. Weak side rebound came down to Raid. She can't hit. Now another rebound is up and no good by Morrow. And Shelby Pacheco comes down with it for the Streaks. Outlet to Bailey Boyer. Bailey runs it down left side. Top of the key, Jennifer Markley. Left wing, Katarina Mangieri fires the three. It's long. And the rebound comes out long to Hoover. She lost the handle. Saved it. Tried to save it in bounds. It went back out. So the Streaks will get it back on their own left baseline. 3:24 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 7, Rock Island 6.
Well, I don't know if the Streaks have been in the weight room or what, but a lot of these three-pointers have been long.
Back into the streak lineup, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Baker, Sarah Nelson, and Ty Peachy. Maddie Boyer to inbound on the left baseline. In it comes, same play right into Sarah Baker, but she got tied up right away. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul.
Wow.
Well, the official right under the basket, I think, had the angle. We couldn't really see it. He's the one to call the foul. The official near us on the near sideline was going to call a jump ball.
Well, Coach Hoover wants to know if he can get the call from the other official on the other side.
So the foul went against, let's see.
Brianna Watson.
Watson, that's her second, I believe. Now a three for Sarah Baker from the right wing, up and good. So Sarah with five, first three of the night for the Streaks. Make it 10-6, 3:13 to play first quarter, running it down right side. This is Morrow. She can't hit the layup. Rebound goes off the Streaks, and the Rocks will inbound from their own right baseline. It'll be Talise Garcia to inbound. Ty Peachy up playing the ball, finally gets it out high left side to Tracy Raid. Now right wing, this is Garcia. She'll fire the three off the rim. No rebound brought down by Morrow. She puts it up, can't hit. But a foul's going to be called. It's going to go either against Sarah Nelson or Sarah Baker. And couldn't see the indication from the official. Sarah Nelson picked up the foul.
Well, the Streaks have to get on those defensive boards because you can't continue to give up such easy looks inside. That's the third offensive rebound array in this game for the Rocks.
First free throw for Raven Morrow is up, no good. Morrow, 5'9", just a sophomore. You're right, fortunately for the Streaks, only one of them they've converted on, but they've been actually relatively easy shots. 2:59 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 10-6. Into the Rock Island lineup is, Brian Watson. Checks back in. Morrow at the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. Rocks pick up with full court pressure. Man-to-man inbound comes to Ty Peachy. Working against Sheely. Gets it across midcourt left side. Now drives to the free throw line. Stops. Looks for help. Hands to Sarah Baker. Drives down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked. And, a blocking foul is going to be called. It was a delayed call.
Yeah.
And Coach Thad Hoover didn't like it. It was the official on the near side. The official under the basket really didn't make an indication. I think that's what the official on the near side was waiting for. And he decided to go ahead and call the block, and that'll be, that one's going to go against Raven Morrow. And I don't know. I don't know if she just got a hand on the ball. I think the official was just going to say it was out of bounds. I'm not sure on who, though.
Yeah. The officials are seeing two separate games right now.
Oh, first free throw for Sarah Baker rolls off, no good. 10-7, Streaks lead, 2:50 to play. Quarter number one, back into the Galesburg lineup. Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard as Jamie Johnson waits to replace Sarah Baker. Back in for Rock Island, Sarita Goldsmith, a 5'9 sophomore. Also checking in for the first time tonight will be LaShonica Johnson, a 5'7 junior.
Well, Sarah Baker came into the game shooting 67% from the line, now 1-for-2 on the game. Or excuse me, 2-for-3.
2-for-3, yep. So second one for Sarah is up off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long, and
we got a lane violation, I think, on Megan Young.
Yeah, I think they're going to say she got inside the three-point arc too quickly from out there. I didn't think so, but that's the way the call goes. Jamie Johnson checks in now for Sarah Baker. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Megan Sheely, a 5'6 senior, that'll trigger.
Streaks better watch Goldsmith deep.
And it comes to Siobhan Brewer. Now this is Hoover, runs it across left side, left baseline, gives it to Johnson. She can't hit the three. Another weak side rebound for Goldsmith, but it's taken away by Sadie Hamilton. Gives it up to Bailey Boyer. Now on the left wing, Megan Young tried to bring down the pass, went right through her hands, and the Streaks turn it over with 2:31 to play in the first quarter, leading 10-7.
Six turnovers already in the quarter. That's too many. You want to try and limit it under five.
Here's Hoover with it across midcourt left side. Now double teamed by Howard and Bailey Boyer.
Ooh, this is going to be a bad call. It is, because he did not have an angle. Right there, Whitney Hoover lost her balance along the half-court line, knew that she was going towards the half-court line, so she jumped backwards and just tried to whip the ball up to the front court, and there was no push whatsoever there.
Yeah, Jessica Howard got called for a bump. That's the second team foul on the Streaks. Inbound comes to Goldsmith, stops on the left baseline, kicks it out to Sheely out high on the left side, working against Sadie Hamilton. Nice pass underneath to Johnson, got it up off the glass, and good.
Carry here on Bailey Boyer.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out, okay, my roster with all the number changes. So, okay, there we go. So, 10-9 Streaks lead, 2:09 to play here in the first quarter. Back in for the Streaks, Mickey Rodriguez, Shelby Pacheco, Katarina Mangieri, Maddie Boyer, and Sarah Baker. Sheely inbounds just in front of us in the backcourt. Knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Nearly saved it inbounds. Nice hustle by Shelby.
And now the Rocks will have to bring it nearly the length of the court this time against the Streaks' full-court pressure.
Well, Shelby right there knocked the ball away, but she ran out of bounds to go get it. So right when she touched the ball, was back out of bounds.
And it comes to Hoover across midcourt, right side, working against the double team. Now goes to the left wing to Sheely. She'll stop and fire a three. Wow. That one, she was actually moving. And you hear coaches say, get your feet set, get squared up to the basket. That's a prime example right there. She was actually floating to her right. Guess where the ball went? Way to the right of the rim, nowhere close.
Yeah, that was wide right. Any field goal kicker wouldn't be happy with that, that shot right there.
A Scott Norwood three-pointer. 10-9 Streaks lead. Sarah Baker, right wing, picks up. Now swings it to Mickey Rodriguez, left baseline outside the three-point arc. Dribbles left to Sarah Baker between the circles. She'll dribble right. Gets a pick from Maddie Boyer. Stops and fires the three from the right side. Got it. Second three of the night for Sarah Baker. She's got eight and make it 13-9 Streaks. 1:34 to play first quarter. Full court pressure. Inbounding is Raid. Long down court pass goes to Goldsmith. Two-on-one break. Goldsmith turns and nice hustle from behind. Katarina Mangieri tried to get them to knock it away, but Goldsmith was able to get it up, laid up off the glass and in. Make it 13-11 Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, three right wing, no good. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. Leans in, got it up off the glass on the left side and good.
Good job again by Shelby Pacheco controlling those offensive boards.
15-11, Streaks lead, 1:04 to play here in the first quarter. Goldsmith with it on the blocks right side off the nice dish from Brewer. And Goldsmith has her second quick basket. They get 15-13, Streaks. They're starting to pick up under minutes to play first quarter. Sarah Baker drives in right side. Off the glass. The runner's no good, but a reach-in foul on the shot. I think Hoover's going to get the call.
Sarah Baker really asserting herself in this game. She's hit her first two threes. She has been to the free throw line now three times.
Whitney Hoover picks up the foul. That's her first 15 foul now on the Rock Island Rocks. 50.5 to play first quarter. 15-13 Streaks lead. First shot for Sarah up, and it is good.
She's now three for five. Yep.
Yeah, let's keep hitting them. Knock that percentage up a little bit. Jessica Howard back into the Galesburg lineup. Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, as Jamie Johnson waits to replace Sarah Baker. 16-13 Streaks lead.
Sarah needs this one to make her season average here in the game, go 4 for 6.
And if things keep going the way they are, she could have a really huge night for the Streaks. And she's we talked about that dribble penetration. She's gone from the top of the key several times. Second free throw in and out, no good. She was right on target, but it bounced out. This is Hoover with it on the right wing. Stops, now kicks it out high to Garcia between the circles. It is Sheely, now left baseline. Goldsmith drives in, stops. Little nice one-handed shot up and good for Sarita Goldsmith. And make it 16-15 Streaks. Jessica Howard, three-pointer, right baseline off the back iron, no good. Sarah Baker with a rebound. Kicks it out to Howard between the circles. Now Ty Peachy, right wing. He'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped around. Goldsmith comes down. Looked like she's in that pivot foot. No. Ooh, now we're going to have a... Ooh, wow. Reaching foul called on Sadie Hamilton. And that was after the pass had been let go. And whoever, I think she threw it to Hoover, and she already had the ball. Then the whistle blew, and they called a reach on Sadie Hamilton on the pass there.
Well, the refs in this one seem to be a little slow with the whistles so far.
Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks, and now four other Streaks come in with Jamie as Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Ty Peachy are in. I guess Ty stays in the game. 18.9 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-15, full court pressure, and it comes to Talise Garcia. Down court, this is Watson can't hit, or rather that is Roberts that can't hit the shot. Streaks have it with seven. Left wing, Maddie Boyer with five, fires a three. Off the back iron, no good. Shelby Pacheco skies for the rebound, puts it up, fouled, no call. Rebound comes down at the buzzer to LaShonica Johnson. And we have played one quarter of basketball. It's been kind of a wild one early on. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 16, the Rock Island Rocks 15. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. for less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV. You can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
No, we're not there yet. Put your seatbelt on.
Patsy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the holiday shuffle.
How about this one? You should have went before we left.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Is it on the coach or did somebody not check in? Huh?
I think so. We'll hear in a minute.
Back here at Rock Island High School, second quarter just underway. Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Only 4 seconds ticked off the clock, and the official called a technical, and I'm not sure if it was on the Rock Island bench or if it was, well, Jessica Howard shooting, going to the free throw line. So I'm guessing it must have been against Coach Thad Hoover. Jessica Howard hits the first free throw. I wondered if it was a violation on a check-in, or somebody came in without checking in, but nobody's gone back to the bench, so I'm not sure exactly what.
Well, I almost think that it was because LaChonica Johnson was talked to by Coach Hoover right afterwards, and Coach Hoover doesn't seem like, I don't know what he could have been angry about there in the first 4 seconds, but.
Well, nonetheless, Jessica Howard hits both free throws, so the Streaks lead 18-15, and now a steal by Triona Roberts. This is Roberts with it on the left wing for the Rocks. Swings it over to Johnson. She'll fire the three-pointer for the right wing. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Sheely on the right baseline. She'll bring it out. Looks for help. Now gets it on the blocks right side. It was Roberts couldn't hit the shot. Now coming down with it is Garcia. Her shot's no good. Shelby Pacheco with a rebound for the Streaks. Outlet Sarah Baker. Now Jessica Howard, right wing. Stops. Gives to Ty Peachy on the right baseline. Swings it all the way over to Maddie Boyer on the left wing. Maddie penetrates. Now kicks out to Sarah Baker out high left of the center circle. Just underway second quarter. Streaks lead 18-15 here at Rock Island. Tom Aerodith, Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight. Top of the key, Jessica Howard. Stops. Thought about the three. Now gives right wing to Ty Peachy. Pretty good defense by the Rocks. They're quick getting out and closing out on those three-point shooters. Near steal, Howard gets it back. Nice look underneath to Shelby Pacheco, but a good defensive play by Triona Roberts to knock that pass away as Shelby was wide open.
Yeah, and right there, you almost want Shelby to come to the middle of the lane. That takes away that angle that Roberts had to get in there and knock that ball away, and it also makes her a little bit more open and available as a target.
Five new streaks in. Bailey Boyer with the basketball. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three off the rim long. Rebound comes down to Roberts for Rock Island. Down court it goes to Garcia. Runs it out right side against Jamie Johnson. Gets it to LaShonica Johnson. She lays it up and in. Basket, make it 18-17 streaks. Nice look from Bailey Boyer to Sadie Hamilton on the left baseline. Ball goes to the floor. Coming away with it are the Rocks. This is Sheely across midcourt left side. On the dribble, top of the key. Gives way to Brewer. Drives to the free throw line. 15-footer is an air ball. Ball saved inbounds. Jamie Johnson comes up with it for the Streaks. Now Bailey Boyer gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Right wing. Fires a three and got it. First three of the night for Mickey. And the Streaks now lead 21-17. Full court pressure. Ball knocked away, but coming up with it is Brewer for Rock Island. She picks up. Looks for help. Gives to Garcia, brings it across left of the center circle. Now swings it over to right side to Roberts. Stops, fires a 14-footer, can't hit. Going high for the rebound was, looked like Brewer for Rock Island. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. I think Jamie Johnson's going to get the call. I think she had a hand on the back or side as Brewer went up for the rebound.
Well, and right there you got to do a better job boxing out. Brewer got that ball from behind Jamie, and you need to root that girl right out of there and make more space so you're the only one that can get it without a foul being called.
5:50 to play, first half. Streaks lead 21-17. That's the fourth team foul on the Streaks. The Rocks with six. Inbounding, it'll be Hoover on the right baseline for Rock Island. Five new Streaks, and it comes out to Johnson out between the circles, and a near steal by Ty Peachy, knocked out of bounds. The Rocks will inbound in front of the Streaks bench. Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Chilita inbound, and it comes to Tracy Raid. Raid gives to Hoover. Now left baseline, it goes to Johnson. Took two steps to get behind the three-point arc. No travel call, and she made the three. LaShonica Johnson, she's got seven. Make it 21-20 Streaks. Now Shelby Pacheco can't hit the shot. It might have been partially blocked as she was going up, and they're going to say the rebound went off the Streaks last, and the Rocks will bring it the length of the court with a chance to take the lead.
Well, 5:31 left, and the Streaks have had some opportunities. I'd like to see them convert a little bit more, but they're at least still playing hard with it.
Great hustle by Ty Peachy, diving after the ball to knock it away on the inbound, and the Rocks get it back. They'll inbound at the end of their own bench. It'll be Sheely Trigger. And it comes to Hoover, and she stepped on the sideline.
No, it was knocked away.
Oh, it was
right
knocked
there.
Away. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure. Okay.
It was
I saw.
A good play by Shelby. I believe it was Shelby or it was Peachy that knocked that one away.
So they'll inbound from in front of their own bench again. This time it comes into Goldsmith. Goldsmith gets back to Hoover, still in the backcourt. Gets it across midcourt right side. Now trapped in the corner. Gets it to Goldsmith. High post right side. Oh. Drives into the paint. Leans in. Can't hit the shot. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul called on...
I think they're going to get LaShonica Johnson.
Oh, no, they called Ty Peachy.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Or did they call...
No, they got LaShonica. I think they got LaShonica.
Nope. All the Rocks are walking this way.
Oh.
Yeah, they called Ty Peachy for that foul.
Oh, you know what? They still haven't put a foul on the board. I'm wondering if what they called right there was that Ty Peachy was on the end line when she touched that ball.
I'm not sure. Now, Evan Massey's looking for clarification as to what the call was. Yeah. Yep, they just indicated 1-0. So they did call a foul.
Geez.
Wow.
I don't know how that was. She had position to grab that ball and everything.
Yeah. I mean, she had the ball. She grabbed the rebound. I don't know. So inbounding from the right baseline will be Hoover. That is the first foul on Ty Peachy, 15 foul on the Streaks. Hoover gets it in to Johnson. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Jamie Johnson with it now for the Streaks. Right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Now back out high right side. It's Maddie Boyer. She'll penetrate. Kicks back out to Mickey. Right wing fires a three. It's long. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Raid for Rock Island. She trips, and they're going to call travel. Rocky fans were looking for a foul on the Streaks, but there was a streak in front of her. She tripped before whoever, I think Megan Young was there. She actually tripped before she got to Megan Young.
Yeah, it looked like she tripped over her own feet right there. And now we're going to get a push-off call against
Jamie Johnson.
Jamie, and that, I'm wondering if that was almost as if he was looking for a makeup call right there, I think.
So now that's six on the Streaks as well. Second foul on Jamie Johnson. Inbound comes into Goldsmith. Runs it down right side. Pass knocked away, but it's the Rocks coming up with it. Johnson fires another three from the left baseline and got it. It's not a pretty shot, but that's the second one she's hit.
Yeah.
And the Rocks have the lead, 23-21. Nikki Rodriguez with a three of her own right wing. No good. Rebound comes off long to Raid. Now the ball goes to the floor, stolen by Sadie Hamilton. To Megan Young, left side three-pointer long. Almost banked that one in. Johnson down with a rebound for the Rocks. Gets it off to Hoover. She'll run it down left side. Two-on-one break against Jamie Johnson. Nice look to the right side to Raid. She'll lay it up off the glass on the right side and got it. Tracy Raid with her first basket. Make it 25-21 Rocks. Quickly back the other way. Maddie Boyer layup is partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Sheely. Hoover with a three-on-one break against Jamie Johnson again. Gets it to LaShonica Johnson on the right baseline. Flat-footed shot up off the glass and good. 10 in the quarter, 12 in the game for LaShonica Johnson. Make it 27-21 Rock Island. 4:02 to play here in the first half. Maddie Boyer, three-pointer out high left side. Can't hit. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Put back is no good. Gets it again. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to the floor out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off the Streaks last. With 3:52 to play in the first half.
Yeah, right there. Got to get that one to go back in. You had a good chance on the inside. Got to pick that one up and put it right back in if you're Sadie Hamilton.
Five new Streaks into the lineup. Katarina Mangieri, Jennifer Markley, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. 3:52 to play first half. Streaks now trail 27-21 with LaShonica Johnson having kind of a career game, it looks like, thus far. Not the most beautiful shot you'll ever see, but she's hit a couple of threes, and that last shot right under the basket, she basically shot flat-footed and made it.
Yeah, she's really getting after it, and that's what you want if you're Coach Hoover. I mean, we talked about the fact this is a younger team, so you want these players to step up and pick it up every game.
The official just told the rule is you have to have your jersey tucked in. And who was it? Talise Garcia, the official told her to tuck it in. She didn't do it. She only partially did. And the girl that came in for her, same way. That's actually her sister, Raquel Garcia. She wouldn't tuck it in. She just partially tucked it in. So the official said, you got to go to the bench. So they brought her sister in. She's got her jersey the same way they told her to tuck hers in.
Jeez.
Full court pressure. This is breaking it. Brewer can't hit the layup. Rebound. Goldsmith goes over the back of Jennifer Markley. No call. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow points toward the Rocks.
Yeah, I don't really understand why there wasn't a over-the-back call right there. I mean, Goldsmith pretty much just climbed up the back of everyone in front of her.
Inbounding will be Brewer on the right baseline for the Rocks. Gets it into Sheely on the right wing. Another travel with no call. Double team. Got pass knocked away. Brewer finally comes down with it right of the center circle. And now a blocking foul's going to go against Jessica Howard.
Wow.
This is, you know, we talked about that first game, how many traveling calls there were, and the officials seemed happy to call it. Tonight, they're not very intent on calling traveling.
No, there's been a lot of players out there shuffling feet once they catch the ball, and there's been no calls.
So going to the free throw line will be Siobhan Brewer, 5'5", freshman for the Rocks. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. That's the 17 foul on the Streaks.
It's quite the cold streak for the Silver Streak so far. They've been out, scored 11-0 in this most recent Rocky run here.
28-21 is a Rock Island lead. Now make it 29 as the second shot is good as well. 3:37 to play first half. Bailey Blair will set the offense for the Streaks against the Rocks man-to-man. Out high on the dribble between the circles. Dribbles left, goes left wing to Shelby Pacheco. She thought about the three, now kicks out high to Jennifer Markley. Now it's Katarina Mangieri between the circles. All these Rock guards very quick. Jessica Howard, long three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound tipped off a couple of players' hands. Goldsmith comes down with it for the Rocks. Gives to Sheely across midcourt left side. Knocked away from behind. Ball goes to the floor. And we're going to have a tie-up eventually. And this time the possession arrow points for the Rocks. Nice hustle by Jessica Howard, Jennifer Markley, and Bailey Boyer going after that loose ball.
Well, the Streaks just need to settle down. They need to get a play. I didn't think that last possession was too bad. You got your set play run. Howard popped out on the far wing and was able to get an open three. That's what you're looking for. You ran her through some screens. They've got to do the same thing here. You just got to keep working your offense. They're cold right now. But the shot, the baskets will come, and you've also got to hit the O boards.
And a turnover by the Streaks as Ty Peachy lost it trying to get it to Sarah Baker. Now we got to travel as Talise Garcia back into the game with her shirt at least partially tucked in. She's got to kind of blouse out. She doesn't want to have it tucked in all the way for some reason. I guess it must be a style thing. I don't know. Because her sister came in with hers the same way. So the Streaks get it back on the Rocks. Turnover under 3 minutes to play in the half. Streaks trail 29-21. Right wing, Ty Peachy. Nice. Sarah Baker right side. Laying up off the glass. No good. And the rebound's tipped out. They're going to say it went off Sarah Nelson last. Nice give and go there as Sarah going to the basket. I thought maybe there was a little bit of push on that shot because she ended up awfully far toward the baseline after that shot.
Yeah, but she did a good job, and that's what you. But you again, they ran their offense. They got a good looking shot, and that's what you want. And eventually, these shots will start falling. But you know, a good change of approach right there. Instead of settling for the three, they tried to work it inside to get a drive with Sarah Baker, who was hot early.
Full court pressure, inbound knocked away by Ty Peachy. Now the Rocks break it the second time. Long down court pass to Johnson. She finally has to run it down after losing the handle. At high left side, Sheely, left baseline. It goes to Goldsmith. She'll drive baseline. Spins into the paint. Baby hook is up and no good. Rebound comes down to got in there somehow. One of the shortest players on the floor, and we got a tie-up. And this possession arrow points for the Rocks with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 29-21. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Megan Young.
Well, again, one of those touch jump balls where there's not a whole lot of tie-up, but a quick call.
Inbounding will be Garcia for the Rocks, and the inbound pass going away by Megan Young. Gets to Bailey Boyer, working against quick pressure of Garcia. Picks up out right of the center circle, looks for help, gets to Megan Young left of the center circle. Now back to Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. Bailey looks over the defense, gets to Sadie Hamilton right baseline outside the three-point arc. Sadie gets to Jamie Johnson on the blocks, leans in, puts it up and got it.
Again, good offense. They worked the ball around. They were able to get Jamie Johnson cutting across the baseline. Easy little post-up half-hook shot.
And an over and back call as LaShonica Johnson threw it into the backcourt. And the Streaks now trail 29-23, 2:02 to play in the first half.
That call almost took longer than I thought it should have. It was right when Johnson turned around to throw it backwards, it should have been called.
Sadie Hamilton, right wing, outside the three-point arc. Now out high to Jamie Johnson. Now Bailey Boyer, left side, on the dribble. Gives to Jessica Howard, fires a three, and go. Oh, I thought that was good. We were at angles, right on target, long. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Kicks out to Jessica Howard. Now she's going to be fouled by Talise Garcia. She bumped her on the dribble.
Well, the streak's cold in this one. They're not shooting well from the outside. In fact, they've hit only three shots from the outside, one by Mickey and two for Sarah Baker, but you know, we're going to see them continue to shoot that shot until the game's over.
Well, that one, I mean, we had a perfect angle on Jess's last shot there. Right on target. It was just a little long. But Jessica Howard goes to the free throw line. She hit two on a technical at the beginning of this quarter. In fact, only 4 seconds in. And she hits that one. It is good. She'll get the bonus as that is now the 17th foul on the Rocks. It's now 29-24, Rocky. 1:45 to play here in the first half. Jessica Howard at the foul line. Second is away, and in and out, no good. Boy, that one was way down in and popped out. Not sure how it even came out. Long down court pass, Garcia. Nice look left side to Johnson running the floor, and she's got it up and in. She's got 12 and a quarter, 14 for the game. Make it 31-24, Rocks. Sarah Baker tried to go down the right side, lost a handle on it. Now Johnson all alone again, lays it up, and got that one short off the bottom of the rim. Jessica Howard down with a rebound.
That was easy. She's had all night, too, and she missed it.
Got a little too far under. Now reaching call is going to go against Sheely on Maddie Boyer. So Maddie Boyer is going to go to the free throw line. And that's something that it's been pretty tough for our guards out of the perimeter. Rocky's very, very quick. Plus, there's been a lot of hand checking and stuff going on. Now they're starting to tighten up the calls out on the perimeter.
Yeah, they have been letting a lot go in the early going. And now we're going to see a lot more free throws. But that's where you got to hit them.
First shot, Bailey Boyer rolls off, no good. Down with the rebound is Goldsmith for the Rocks. Gives way to Hoover, runs it across midcourt on the left side. Spins toward the top of the key, knocked away by Bailey Boyer, but she got lots of arm on that one as well. Maddie Boyer. So Maddie picks up her first foul. And going to the free throw line will be Whitney Hoover with a chance at a one-and bonus. 1:08 to play, first half, streak trail 31-24.
Well, right now the streaks are slowly climbing back into this one, but what you want to do right here, about a minute left, you'd like to get this lead down a little bit. At the very least, keep it under 10. I mean, you're looking at right now a 7-point deficit with Hoover on the line. If you can keep this below 10 going into halftime, you got to feel pretty good with how poorly they've shot.
First shot for Whitney Hoover is up and good. Hoover, a 5'5 junior, the daughter of head coach Thad Hoover. And you're right. I mean, you know, the streaks, especially in the second quarter, really have not hit all that well and, you know, try to get themselves back in. So you would feel good being under 10 going in at the half with as poorly as they shot the ball. Second shot is good for Hoover as well. And they get 33-24. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard in for the Hillsburg Silver Streaks. Jamie Johnson will trigger. Ty Peachy will bring it across as the Rocks drive back into a 2-3 zone this time. Ty Peachy out between the circles, getting the offense set. Gives out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Ty Peachy. Got to move the ball quickly. Now it's Johnson, top of the key, back to Ty Peachy, right wing. Gives to Jessica Howard. Jess on the dribble, kicks out to Ty Peachy. 50 seconds left, back to Jessica Howard. They're going to call her for the travel. Now that's one they haven't been calling that one all night. Except for very early a couple of times, real obvious ones. But Jessica Howard got called for the shuffle that time. Streaks turn it over at 47.8 to play.
Well, and you, like you said, Tom, they've got to move the ball better against that 2-3 zone. You know, they played real well against Richwood's 2-3 zone, and what you want to do is you want to get a couple skip passes, keep the ball moving, and somebody's got to collapse the zone.
Travel there, they just miss as Garcia stopped and drug her pivot foot. Now Hoover has it on the right wing. She'll fire the three and got it. Wow, we're talking about going in less than 10. Now we're down 12, 33 seconds to play. Ty Peachy dribbles in, kicks the top of the key. Sarah Baker, she'll fire the three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long to Garcia. And what do we got? They're going to call Shelby Pacheco, I believe. Yep, it goes against Shelby as Garcia brought down the rebound. And we'll walk it back this way. That's the ninth team foul on the streets. Going to the free throw line will be Talise Garcia. She'll step up with a chance of the one and bonus. 36-24, Rocks lead, 24.6 to play here in the first half. In for the streets, Shelby Pacheco, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, and Maddie Boyer. First shot rolls around and finally falls through. And she was going to run this way. You got another one.
Yeah, I was confused. She didn't want to shoot the next one. choose to satisfy with just one. Just let her be.
After it rolled around the way it did, she thought it counted for an extra, I guess. Second one is up, and that one's perfect for Garcia. And make it 38-24 Rock. 22 seconds to play. Nikki Rodriguez, right wing. Now top of the key to Sarah Baker, being bumped, no call. Now gets out right side to Nikki Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. It's long. And the rebound's going to go, well, they're going to call Sarah Baker for going over the back.
The streaks are not ending this half well at all. 11.5 left, and now you could potentially be down by 16 going into the half.
So that is the 10th team foul on the streaks, and LaShonica Johnson will go to the free throw line with two shots. And she has had a huge quarter. She had 2 points in the first quarter. She scored 12 here in the second.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's not a very good free throw shooter.
I'm guessing not. But, you know, but you know what? With that kind of ugly shot, she hit a couple of threes, though.
So that's true.
It's just her night, I guess. First shot is up and good. Make it 39-24. 11.5 to play. Second one off the back iron. No good. Sarah Baker with a rebound with 9 seconds. Across midcourt with seven. Ty Peachy with six. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now Sarah Baker fires a long three from out top. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Shelby Pacheco. Leans in. Can't hit. Shot blocked at the buzzer by Goldsmith. And we have played one half of basketball. Not a good second quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks after leading 16-15 after one. It's now Rock Island 39, Galesburg 24. We'll come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Rock Island, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight. Chaz Pig, our studio engineer. We are at halftime. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 39-24. At the end of the first quarter, the Streaks were up 16-15, but not a whole lot went right in that second quarter. Just Streaks not able to get the shots to fall, and they were falling for the Rocks, including from the free throw line. And, boy, what a huge half for LaShonica Johnson. 2 points in the first quarter, and she had another, 13 in that second quarter, and a pretty balanced scoring attack for the Rocks. Thus far for the Streaks, the big thing is, there's been some turnovers, but shots are just not falling at this point for the Streaks.
No, they're not at all. They're 3 for 8 from inside the arc, 3 for 20 from distance, so shooting only 15% from three-point range, and 7 for 13, I believe I have him at from the free throw line. So not the numbers you want to see. And usually, like we've talked before, if they're going to miss those threes, you want to see offensive rebounds. Only 5 offensive rebounds to this point for the Streaks. And to go along with 13 turnovers, that's a pretty ugly first half.
Glad to have you along on the halftime show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Cartland. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. So it's been been tough going, at least in the second quarter, for the Streaks. Again, some very quick, rocky guards. And I think that pressure on the perimeter has bothered the Streaks a little bit. It's caused some turnovers. But when they're pressuring you that much, you should be able to get some penetration off it as well. And late in that second quarter, Rocky had switched to a 2-3 zone, and the Galesburg girls just didn't move the ball very well against it when they went to it. So I don't know. You know, I'm wondering if we're going to see more of that from Thad Hoover in the second half, or if they're going to stick with that kind of belly-up man-to-man defense.
Well, I would imagine that you're going to see pretty much a little bit of everything. He's going to keep it mixed up because the Streaks seem lost when the defense would change initially. So I would imagine that we will see some 2-3, and also they'll play a little bit man-to-man, and I wouldn't be surprised if they came out in the 2-3 just to make the Streaks shoot over the top of it when they've had such a tough time shooting from distance.
Well, the Galesburg sophomores were victorious here tonight. Coach Mike Ruck's squad, a 58-47 winner over the Rock Island Rocks tonight. So we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are trailing the Rock Island Rocks 39-24. We'll take a timeout and have more. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewan. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight, and it's brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of flurries, low around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 29, low 18. Saturday, sunny, 37. Saturday night and Sunday, partly cloudy, low around 22, high 38. And Sunday night, cloudy, chance of snow after midnight, and low around 23. Currently, it is 28 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team welcomes Quincy to John Thiel Gymnasium tomorrow night in both teams' Western Big Six opener. Pregame coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back at Rock Island High School at halftime, the Rock Island Rocks lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 39-24. Tom Erdith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. Well, normally we would like to get a chance to talk to one of the Streak assistants at halftime, but the way they got things set up this year, Coach Massey said that they wouldn't have time to do that. But if we were doing it, it would be brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. So talk to Mr. Mike Craddy, Craddy Insurance Agency, for all your insurance needs. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Of course, as Mike Perry just mentioned, the Streaks boys in action tomorrow night hosting the Quincy Blue Devils. Then we'll be back with you coming up Saturday afternoon, 1:30 scheduled tip-off, around 1:10 for the pregame as the girls play host to Dunlap at John Field Gymnasium. Boys right back at it Saturday night as they will take on the Metamora Redbirds at John Field Gym. And you can hear it all right here. Of course, the girls back in action a week from tonight. They'll play host to United Township in another Western Big Six game. Then it's the King Winter Classic that gets underway starting next Saturday. Halftime stats also brought to you by Craddy Insurance for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise for the Streaks, Sarah Baker led the way. She had a huge first quarter, no points in the second quarter. She hit a couple of threes and three out of six from the free throw line for 9 points. 3 points for Jessica Howard, all from the free throw line, including the two she made on the technical foul. 2 points for Shelby Pacheco, 3 for Mickey Rodriguez, 4 for Jamie Johnson, 2 points for Jennifer Markley. It was, as we mentioned, LaShonica Johnson leading Rock Island with 15, 7 for Whitney Hoover, 6 for Sarita Goldsmith, 1 point for Raven Morrow, 2 for Tracy Raid, 4 for Talise Garcia, 4 points for Siobhan Brewer.
Well, the Streaks just simply are going to have to shoot better to get back into this game, Tom. I mean, when you're looking at 4 for 9, 3 for 20, so they were 7 for 29 from the field, and that's not going to cut it. You're shooting less than 25%. You'd like to see is shooting at least about 30% from downtown, and they're only at 15%, so they're only about half that. And realistically, you make 3 more 3-pointers, and it's a 39-33 game, and you're right there. So they're going to have to shoot better, and defense is going to have to play just as well.
Yeah, just that 6 for 13 from the line doesn't look real good when Rocky's been 8 for 10 tonight either. So 39-24 is the Rock Island lead. Just about ready to get the second half underway. As I hope the band stops playing soon, too. That's the only thing. This is kind of a neat old gym. I got history. My mom cheered here, but I'm wondering if the band was as loud back in those days. I'll have to ask her about that.
Oh, I'm sure it was louder.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot more people because this was the boys' gym at that time. So, but it is a loud one. It's a neat old place, but a loud gym. So hopefully Streaks can come back here in the second half and shoot the ball a little bit better. Like you said, Eric, they're getting some opportunities. They're getting some good looks, but it's just a matter of getting some shots to fall.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. And, you know, you can't obviously devalue your defense, but, you need offense to win games too.
So the Streaks will bring out Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer. It's Sarah Baker. Nice give and go. Left side, drives in. Shot partially blocked by Goldsmith, and down with a rebound is Morrow for the Rocks. This is Hoover with it. Now gets to Morrow. She'll get it across right side. Goes right wing to Sheely. Drives in. Pulls up with a 5-footer. Airballs it. But nobody out for the Streaks on the weak side for the rebound. It comes down to Roberts. Now her pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Ty runs it down one-on-one. Leans in. Oh, stopped and traveled with the basketball. Boy, that official is just really, really slow on the call. I assumed it was going to be a travel because Ty did drag her pivot foot, but he blew the whistle and then kind of stopped and paused. I'm like, okay, is he thinking about what he's going to call? I don't think he's going to call a foul, but he finally signaled the travel.
Yeah, very delayed reaction from that official on the far side.
Hoover with the basketball for the Rocks, right wing, out high right side. This is Brewer. Now out between the circles. Sheely gives to the left wing to Brewer. Brewer looking for some help, but she's trapped. Now gets out of it and swings it right baseline to Hoover. Nice look inside. Goes to Morrow, and she lays it up and in. Her first basket, she's got 3. Make it 41-24, and Evan Massey calls a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all the road games, a Nissan Cube.
Yes, the 2009 Nissan Cube, 1.8 SL. It has the intelligent key, so when you get in there, all you have to do is push the start button as long as the key's on your pocket. Ambient interior lighting has lights all over the bottom of it. So, yeah, I dropped my cell phone once on the way over, and I could see right where it was. Power windows, locks, mirrors, tilt, cruise. It was nice. AM, FM, CD player, so I was able to get the station in for part of my drive anyway, and aluminum wheels, and they're selling for $19,780. You got to get it now, as these things are, I'm sure, going fast.
The new modern look of the Nissan Cube. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streets turn the ball over. And Sheely comes up with a travel. No call. Gives to Goldsmith. Now Hoover runs it across left side. Two-on-two break. Spins into the paint. Throws a wild, I guess, a running hook shot up there. Can't hit. Bailey Boyer down with a rebound for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. Now back to Bailey Boyer. Now Jamie Johnson fires a three out high left side. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes out long to Morrow. Now to Brewer. One-on-two break. Brewer spins into the paint. Traveled. No call. Laid it off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now to Johnson between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Rocks. Johnson spins into the paint. Now gets to Megan Young out high. Fires a three off the rim. No. Mickey Rodriguez down with a rebound. Stolen away by Brewer for Rock Island. 6:15 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 41-24.
Well, somebody's got to start get hot for the Streaks, so this could be a long game.
Pass down to the left side to Brewer. Shot may have been partially blocked by Jamie Johnson. The rebound's going to go off Johnson, and Rock Island will have it on the left baseline. Ty Peepee, Jessica Howard, Katarina Mangieri, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker check in for the Streaks.
You know, Rock Island's not shooting particularly well either. They were 14 for 37, so they're shooting much better than the Streaks, but it's not like they're blowing the roof off this building either.
Inbound comes to Brewer just outside the center circle. Trapped up. Now gets to Goldsmith on the right wing. Double team. Now ball knocked away. Wow.
Well, that's the sin of the trap right there that Shelby did. You cannot reach your hands in. She had did a good job keeping her hands straight out. But Sarita pulled that ball away from her and started to look like she was going for the pass. Shelby went down and slapped it away. Looked clean, but you know, you're going to get that call more times than not.
That's a second foul on Shelby. Inbound comes to Goldsmith. Another travel. The jump stop. She took an extra step. Now what's the foul away from the ball? A push is going to be called on Raven Morrow away from the ball.
On the rebound, I think that's her third.
Let's see. Thank you. Third foul on Raven Morrow. First team foul on the Rocks in this half. 5:47 to play third quarter. Streets yet to score in the third. They trail 41-24. Top of the key, Sarah Baker thought about the three, fakes, drives into the paint, now kicks out to Ty Peachy. She'll fire a long three right side and got it.
Her Ty first Peachy, points?
Yeah, first basket of the night. She was 0-for-2 for the free throw line in the first half. Make it 41-27. Maybe she's going to be the hot hand. Who's it going to be? Streets need somebody to step up and hit some shots. Full court pressure. Hoover dribbling. Might get a 10 call, and now a timeout called by Coach Thad Hoover. I think we would have gotten the 10 call had that not happened. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:22 to play in quarter number three. Coach Mike Ruck's sophomore squad, a 58-47 winner tonight, and actually a really good effort. It was a close game back and forth throughout till last couple minutes of the game. They were able to hit some shots, get some turnovers, and able to pull away for the 11-point win. But up until, like I said, maybe two and a half minutes ago, it was basically a one-point game either way.
Well, yeah, and I think that gives them a 4-3 record now in the season. They even up with 1-1 in the conference. You like to get those conference victories, especially on the sophomore squad, because you know these are the girls you're going to see the most in the future.
Rocks for the basketball. Here comes Goldsmith in the front court. Drives down one-on-one against Jamie Johnson. We're going to have a blocking foul against Jamie. Didn't quite, had she gotten set, it probably would have been a charge because Goldsmith was kind of out of control and leaned in, but Jamie just didn't get set on that one.
Well, and that goes back to something we've been talking about during the season. Right there, Jamie Johnson just needs to get in the lane, take away the drive by setting up for the charge. She kind of didn't get set, and then she went up to try to play some defense, and she got hit. And if you're moving, you're going to get called for the foul. And she sets up right there. You're right. She's going to be picking up the charge call on Sarita Goldsmith.
Goldsmith, a 5'9 sophomore, hits the first free throw. That's the third foul on Jamie Johnson, second team foul on the Streaks in this half. 5:19 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 42-27. Sarita Goldsmith eyes the second. It is up and good as well. She's got 8 for the game and make it 43-27. Bailey Boyer runs it down for the Streaks. Gets bumped, and now we're going to have a call on the second bump. I think it's going to go against Sheely.
I think this was the slow whistle again, and they're going to get Hoover.
Oh, Hoover, okay.
Because he looked at Hoover the whole way, even though she committed the foul well before he blew the whistle.
Yeah, so a second foul on Whitney Hoover, second team foul on the Rocks this half, and wow. Streaks got a break there. The ball was knocked away. I thought Mickey Rodriguez got her hands back on it. It fell out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Streaks at the end of their bench. Inbound comes to Jamie Johnson. Hands off to Bailey Boyer. Dribbles left. Left of the elbow gives to her sister Maddie Boyer on the left wing. She'll drive into the paint. Kicks over to Sadie Hamilton. 15-footer up and good.
You know, Sadie Hamilton has a very sweet-looking short jump shot. If they could get her more shots and 12 to 15 foot range. I think she could be productive in that, in the short, medium range jumper.
First basket of the night. Now quickly back the other way. Hoover drives down the right side, gets an uncontested layup, make it 45-29, 4:11 to play here in the third quarter. The Rock on the Rocks lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, dribbles right, kicks out to Bailey Boyer, fires a long three. Boy, that one had no spin on it. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound, can't hit. And the rebound's going to, they're going to say it goes off of Goldsmith last. And the Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Again, kind of a, this was actually a different official, kind of a delayed call after it went out. It's like, okay, who are you going to give it to?
Well, and that was that three-pointer by Bailey. It was way off the mark. She's 2 for 3 on the season, and that one almost hit the top of the backboard. She threw it so hard up there.
In for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jennifer Markley, Shelby Pacheco, and Megan Young. Nice drive by Jessica Howard into the paint, and she gets fouled. And who's going to pick it up? Is this Brewer? Yep.
Yep.
It's going to go against Siobhan Brewer. That'll be her first foul, 13th foul on the Rocks. Jessica Howard, all her points have come for the free throw line tonight. She's got three, and she'll step up there with two shots.
Coach Hoover not happy right there with the foul because he wasn't disputing. There was a foul. He just couldn't believe this girl's actually committed one right there. He would rather have her take that tough medium-range jump shot on the run.
First shot up and good for Jessica Howard. Second one is no good. It's 45-30, Streaks trail, 4:15 to play, third quarter. This is LaShonica Johnson on the right baseline. They're going to say she stepped out of bounds.
In fact, I think she got both feet out of bounds there before they finally made the call.
Yeah, she was out. Well, now that I look where she was, yeah, she was way out over there. So the Streaks get it back on the turnover, and in turn,
turn it right back over
back for the Rocks. 4:07 to play.
You don't win very many games playing the turnover game even when you can't shoot. This game is eerily reminiscent of the Quincy game as far as turnovers, fouls, and not being able to hit shots is concerned. Holy
cow. Wow, LaShonica Johnson nearly hit another three, and that was just, I mean, she fired it from her right hip and kind of sideways, but fortunately didn't go in. Streaks get it. Jessica Howard tried to get Jennifer Markley, now stolen by Sheely. She'll run it down all alone on the right side, lay it up, and got it.
Got to cut down on those turnovers because they're giving up too many turnovers to the guards of Rocky that can just take it down and score easy layups because of it.
47-30, Rocky leads. Jessica Howard drives right side, has it stolen away by Garcia. Now she throws it away and gives it right back to the Streaks with 3:28 to play. And Galesburg trailing 47-30.
With how sloppy play was there, it's probably a good thing Coach was able to get in the new five players right there to settle things down maybe.
Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, and Sarah Nelson in for the Streaks. Sarah Baker, top of the key on the dribble, pulls out between the circles, hands off to Bailey Boyer, gets bumped, no call, dribbles right, and drives all the way down right side, shot blocked by Goldsmith, and Garcia, Talise Garcia comes up with it. Trapped, looking for help, and just threw the ball to nobody, and oh, that should be, well, I don't know. Sheely came up with it and had jumped across from the backcourt or front court into the backcourt. Now Goldsmith, a left-handed layup, is no good. And the rebound's going to go off the hands of Sarah Baker. I don't know. Garcia just let that ball fly. There was nobody there. And fortunately for the Rocks, they were quick enough to get to it.
Well, Garcia has to be one of those frustrating players for a coach because she just seems to just lose focus of what she's doing out there a lot. Because you're right. She just flung that across the other side of the court without having a target.
Sheely puts up a 14-footer, and it bounces around and through. That's her second basket of the game, both coming within about the last 30 seconds. And now it's a 49-30 Rock Island lead, 2:49 to play here in the third quarter.
Tom, the Streaks had a 21-17 lead early in the second quarter, and since that point, it's 9 run here.
Three-pointer, no good by Sarah Baker. Sarah Nelson down with the rebound, gets to Sarah Baker. Now Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. Hands off to Sarah Baker, stops, looks for help, holds on, now swings it left side to Mickey Rodriguez. Left baseline, Katarina Mangieri, three-pointer partially blocked by Goldsmith. This is Garcia across midcourt right side. This is Goldsmith on the right wing, picks up. Now top of the key gives to Sheely. 2:20 to play here in the third quarter, and now it's Brewer with it out near the center circle. Right baseline, this is LaShonica Johnson. She hits the 18-footer.
She brought her A game tonight.
She's got 17, making a 21-point lead for the Rocks. Another near turnover by the Streaks. Katarina Mangieri gets it back, gets to Sarah Nelson on the blocks, leans in left side, blocked from behind by Goldsmith, and that's her third block of the quarter. Less than 2 minutes to play, third quarter. This is Brewer across midcourt left side. Sheely left baseline. She'll fire a three, and now, well, I hope that's going to go against Johnson.
It's going to go against LaShonica Johnson, but
she's cleared Sarah Baker just about all the way out of the paint on that shot.
She didn't get the memo on how to appropriately box out. She just kind of shoved with her butt and to clear out space. If she would just gradually went in right there, she would have been fine. But she just kind of used her butt to shove her out of the way.
Janie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton back in for the Streets. 1:52 to play third quarter. Streets trail 51-30. Now, this is one of those games, if somebody gets hot from behind that arc, you get. In fact, the University of Illinois, the Illini, showed that last night, how quickly you can get back into a game. What were they down, 23, 25?
23.
It was, what, within 10 minutes they were back, you know, right back in it. Jamie Johnson, three, top of the key, bounces off long. Rebound comes down to Morrow for the Rocks, and she traveled with it. Maybe we'll start getting some of those calls going our way.
On the other hand, if you don't hit shots, this deficit's just going to keep growing.
Jessica Howard with it, gives to Maddie Boyer. Now she just lost the handle on it. Just completely lost the handle on that one, and Streaks turn it right back over with 1:36 to play. Katarina Mangieri will check in for Jessica Howard.
Well, right now the Streaks need to lock up this defense, get some turnovers, and just get some points. You just need to get some confidence started.
Cross midcourt, this is Morrow. To the right wing, this is Raid. Drives in, stops, looks for help. Now gives to Hoover, top of the key. She'll fire the three and got it. The wrong team starting to hit those shots. Make it 54-30, Rock Island. Maddie Boyer has her three-pointer blocked by Raid. Raid came down with a rebound but stepped on the baseline. And that's one of the, the defense was right there. That was going to be a tough one to get off, and obviously it was.
And Maddie Boyer now 2-for-29 for the season from distance. In her part of the game that I like is when she's driving to the basket, because she does a good job of getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line particularly.
Mickey Rodriguez fires the three left baseline, bounces out long and runs down her own rebound. Now goes into the backcourt. Mickey's got it. Good hustle. Now gives to Sarah Baker. Brings it across left of the center circle. Now back to Mickey, top of the key. Thought about the three and pass nearly knocked away. Sarah Baker comes up with it. Now to Megan Young, left wing. Her three is partially blocked as well. And the rebound comes out long, and what are we going to have? They're going to call a foul on Sarah Baker? Apparently, I'm not sure for what, but.
Well, what needs to happen right here? The Streaks got to realize the Rocks know what they're going to do. You get the ball out there, it's taking the Streaks too long to square up their shots. So what they need to do is shot fake, dribble, either take a dribble right or left, or take it to the rim. They're going to have these Rocky defenders going right by them every time.
Actually, that foul was called on Bailey Boyer rather than Sarah Baker. That was her first. And there is a three finally missed badly by LaShonica Johnson. Bailey Boyer has it for the Streaks and overthrew Shelby Pacheco. Shelby, a nice job running that pass down. Gets to Megan Young. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Shelby Pacheco. He told Sarah Baker. I'm pretty sure that was Shelby.
No, it was Sarah got the rebound.
Oh, it was. I'm sorry. So Sarah Baker, I couldn't see the official was in my way there.
Yeah. They've done a good job, and that's the detriment for us at being floor level here is we get screened off a lot.
So it's 54-32, Rock Island leads, 16.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Maddie Boyer back in for Galesburg. Inbounding will be Sheely just in front of the Rock Island bench. Gets it in, and a bump foul on Katarina Mangieri. That's going to be the 15th foul on the Streaks here in the second half. That'll be the first on Katarina. And the Rocks will inbound in front of their own bench once again.
Just a little bit over-aggressive right there by Katarina Mangieri. She got her going for the steal, but got a little too much body.
This is Garcia running down the right side, just throws it up off the glass, no good, and the rebound comes out long to Katarina Mangieri. Gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, Sadie Hamilton, back to Jamie. She'll fire with 1 second to play and didn't hit anything. And time runs out in the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes to play. It is Rock Island 54, Galesburg 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options, and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Rock Island High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks trail 54-32. Three-pointer left wing from Hoover is no good. Rebound goes off of, looks like, Sheely, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court for Galesburg. Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. Out between the circles, Sarah Baker on the dribble. Now brings it out high right side, right baseline. Maddie Boyer fires a three. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down long to Morrow for Rock Island. And her pass stolen away by Maddie Boyer. Now Ty Peachy back to Jessica Howard on the left wing, and her three is blocked by Morrow. We were just talking off the air about how many blocked shots there were in that third quarter. It had to be at least five, I think, and I think three of them on three-point attempts.
Yeah, it didn't seem like the Streaks got very many clean shots off in that corner.
Morrow with a shot in the paint from 10 feet over the outstretch arm of Sarah Baker, puts it up and in. Make it 56-32. This is Jessica Howard, right wing for the Streaks. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Baker on the dribble, gives to Howard. She'll dribble right on the wing. Now picks up, gets to Sarah down on the block's left side. Leans in, up off the glass, too strong. Shelby Pacheco, weak side rebound, too strong again. And they're going to say the rebound went off Goldsmith last. Streaks will have it under their own basket. So nothing, whether it's from outside the arc or inside the paint, the shot's just not falling for the Streaks tonight.
Well, and most of the shots haven't even been close. It just seems like they're a little out of it with their shooting rhythm right now.
Mickey Rodriguez with a three. That's short. Rebound comes out long. Mickey runs it down. Gets to Bailey Boyer. She traveled. No call. Top of the key. Jamie Johnson fires a three off the back iron. No good. Down with a rebound. It was Mickey Rodriguez. Can't get the putback, but she's fouled. And it goes against Megan Sheely. Gets called for the foul. That'll be her second foul. 15 foul on Rock Island here in this half. Mickey Rodriguez at the free throw line with two shots. 6:37 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 56-32. Free throw off the back iron. Too strong once again. Brewer checks in and replaces Sheely for the Rocks.
Just everything just does not seem. I don't know if the Streaks are like shooting in this building, but everything seems long or hard.
And there's Rodriguez. She gets the second. She's got 4 points on the night. A three-pointer in that second quarter. Make it 56-33. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Rocks break it. Hoover runs it down right side against Bailey Boyer. Just, I don't know what that was. She just threw the ball up.
Oh,
and it went off the side of the glass. Actually, might have hit behind. Is that what they're saying?
They're saying hit the side, but they're saying that's the out-of-bounds portion. But Hoover just, we see Garcia do it a few times. They just dribble down out of control and just throw the ball towards the basket.
And I guess they're hoping they're going to get a foul call, but whatever contact, I think Hoover is trying to lean in and get it. Now Sadie Hamilton on the block left. She's got bumped from behind. Looked like it's going to go. Oh, they call against Goldsmith. I thought Brewer was going to get that call.
Well, I'll tell you right now that I thought it was a clean block by Saria Goldsmith. She's got some hops, and she gets up there, and the Streaks defenders aren't doing a very good job at all of keeping it away.
First free throw for Sadie Hamilton. Strong once again. And really, I thought there may have been contact, but I thought it was from behind. I thought it was Brewer that had actually bumped her, because I agree it did look like a clean block. Second shot for Sadie is up, and it is good. Sadie's got three. Make it 56-34, Rocky. Back into the Rock Island lineup is Triona Roberts. She'll replace Raven Morrow. 6:16 to play in the ballgame. 56-34, Rock Island leads. Full court pressure, Garcia to inbound. In it comes to Goldsmith. Gets it to Brewer. She'll run it across left side. Three-on-one break. Goes into the paint, pulls up. Now passes left side to Roberts. Can't hit the shot. Megan Young with a rebound for the Streaks. Off to Bailey Boyer. Brings it across the right side. Nice look underneath. Sadie Hamilton left side. Spins up off the glass. Got it. Beautiful move. Sadie with a ball fake that time. Goldsmith went up after it. Sadie spun and put it up and in. Beautiful move. Make it 56-36. Quickly back the other way. This is Roberts. Gets it on the nice feed. And puts it up and in on the left side. Make it 58-36. Can't trade baskets with him. Got to get some shots. Mickey Rodriguez right baseline. 8-footer up, no good, but a foul once again. Mickey goes to the free throw line. I think this is going to go against Roberts. It does go against Triona Roberts. That is her first foul. 17 fouls now on the streaks, and they're going to go to the foul line from here on out. They got to get the points when the clock is stopped. Nikki Rodriguez at the foul line with two shots. First one is up, and it is good. 5:38 to play. Streaks trail 58-37. Jennifer Markley, Katerina Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker in for the streak. Second one for Mickey, up and good as well. And she's going to be replaced by Jessica Howard. Now back to a 20-point lead, 58-38. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Talise Garcia to inbound. Shelby Pacheco up playing the ball. And now we've got, is it a holding foul on Jessica Howard? No, push-off on Goldsmith. And I believe that's her third foul. Yep, that is the third foul. Goes against Sarita Goldsmith. And Coach Thad Hoover is going to take her out and bring Raven Morrow back in as Jessica Howard goes to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. 18 fouls now on Rocky.
Well, this is good for the Streaks here. Right? As many points as you could get with the clock stopped here, only to benefit the Streaks, but they've got to keep hitting free throws.
First one up and good. She'll get the bonus. All of Jessica's points have come from the free throw line tonight.
And that's never a good sign for this team because just their leading scorer at 16.5 a game has yet to hit a three, which is obviously where you look for.
Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Morrow, gives to Brewer down the right side. Roberts puts up the 5-footer, no good. Goes over the back of Ty Peachy. Wow. And Ty ended up on the floor after that one. You see some athleticism out here, but there's just a lot of these players just coming down just totally out of control.
Well, and the unfortunate thing for the Streaks are is I honestly think the Streaks are a better team, and they're definitely not a 19-point worse team.
No.
They just haven't executed this because this Rocky team is very out of control a lot. And you know, like we talked, LaShante Johnson got hot, and that kind of helped them stay in the game. And then Streaks have just gotten so cold that they haven't been able to get back into this one.
So Ty Peachy with a chance to win a bonus hits the first. And they get 58-40, 5:29 to play in the ball game. Second shot up, and that one rolls around and falls through. Five on the night for time, make it 58-41. Full court pressure, and it comes to Morrow. Down quarter goes to Brewer. One-on-one against Sarah Baker. Sarah reaches in, tried to knock it away. Nope, they're going to say no shot on the floor. Good defensive try by Sarah. Reached in there, tried to get the ball. Fortunately, it happened before the shot was put up.
Well, yeah, and again, though, Sarah's got to try to outrun her to the spot right there. She kind of was able to run and get even and then tried to reach in. She gets a little bit farther in front of her. She might be able to pull that steal.
16 foul on the Streaks. Wow, that was a quick 5 seconds. So the Streaks get the benefit of a call there, a 5-second call against the Rocks on the inbound. It seemed fast to me. Maybe not. I don't know.
You might need points. You're going to need points about every possession here on out. So the Streaks have got to start looking for points right away as quick as possible.
Sarah Baker, top of the key, gets to Katerina Mangieri out high between the circles. Now swings it over to Jessica Howard, overthrew her. And you can't do that.
No.
We've had too many of those tonight.
Well, and it seems that Kat occasionally gets worried about balls getting stolen, so she puts a little bit too much arc on the passes.
Full court pressure. This is Hoover on the dribble for the Rocks, still in the backcourt. Gets to Brewer, still in the backcourt. Now finally gets it across to Morrow. Now Goldsmith lost a handle. Sarah Baker comes up with it. One-on-three break. Doesn't have the numbers. Now kicks out to Jess Howard. A long three right side is an air ball. And Shelby Pacheco can't run the rebound down. She just didn't get set on that one. I think she wanted to get that shot off so bad that she just really did not get herself set to get a good shot.
No, but
off.
How many air balls have we seen from the Streaks from distance today? This is very unlike what we've seen most of the season. They've been pretty good.
4:50 to play. Now Goldsmith runs it down right side all the way, nearly uncontested. Jamie Johnson bumps her at the last minute, so Goldsmith couldn't hit the shot, but she's going to go to the line with two shots, and I believe that's four on Jamie now. 17 foul on the Streaks. 4:48 to play, 58-41, Rocks lead.
Well, and we said that that's an issue for the Streaks is when if teams send a flyer or a deep pattern on that, off that press break, they're going to get it every time the Streaks play in front of that back person, which usually you see the at least one player deep from a pressing team, but the Streaks keep everybody in front of the deepest opposing player.
Goldsmith goes to the line and hits two more. She's 4 for 4. She's got 10 points. Make it 60-41 Rocks. Jamie Johnson, long three from straight on. Another air ball. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Got it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Sadie once again on the offensive glass. Make it 60-43. Inbound to Goldsmith. Long downcourt pass to Morrow. 3-on-2 break. Morrow drives into the off the glass and in.
Like you said, can't trade baskets right here.
62-43. Jamie Johnson, top of the key. 3 from straight on is off the mark. Rebound Sadie Hamilton. Another putback. 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game for Sadie Hamilton. Make it 62-45, 4-8 to play. Now Goldsmith runs it down again and lays it up off the glass and got it.
Somebody's got to step up and get some pressure D on her. They can't let Sarita Goldsmith dribble on the floor on the press break like that.
Jamie Johnson, top of the key, left wing. Maddie Boyer drives in, gets tripped up, no call. Back to Johnson, top of the key, right wing. Bailey Boyer fires a 3 and got it. First basket of the game for Bailey Boyer. Coach Evan Massey calls a full timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 3:43 to play in the ball game. It's Rock Island 64, Galesburg 48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Rock Island High School, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. 3:43 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail to Rock Island Rock 64-48. The Streaks led 16-15 after one quarter. In the middle two quarters, the Streaks scored 8 points apiece. The Rocks scored 24 in the second. They had a 39-24 halftime lead, and they scored 16 in the third. It's now 64-48. Rocky with the basketball. This is Sheely across midcourt right side. Gets to Brewer right of the center circle. Dribbles left now. Pass to the left wing to Hoover. Hoover, double team, look for help. And timeout called by Coach Thad Hoover. Yeah, looked like she did shuffle. I mean, trying to break out of that double team. And no call, nothing doing. So a full timeout. The Galesburg guy boys in action tomorrow night, the Western Big Six opener. They'll play host to the Quincy Blue Devils at John Thiel Gym. You can hear the action right here. Mike Perry and Jim Lee. Pre-game at 7:06 right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then on Saturday, the Galesburg girls will have an afternoon affair. They'll play host to the Dunlap Eagles at John Thiel Gym. The sophomores tip off at noon. Varsity about 1:30. Pre-game around 1:10. Eric and I will be there. And then Saturday night, the boys back in action. A non-conference game, a middle line opponent as the Metamora Redbirds will come to town. And that game, once again, 7:06 coming up on Saturday night right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Rocks with the basketball. They'll inbound at the end of their own bench. It'll be Sheely to trigger. For the Streaks, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, and Shelby Pacheco. Sheely gets it into Brewer, left in the center circle. Nice look underneath to Morrow. Cross court to right under the basket. Morrow lays it up and in. She's got 6 in the quarter. And make it 66-48. Quickly back the other way. Megan Young, three-pointer left wing is no good. Rebound comes out long to Morrow for Rock Island. She'll give to Hoover across midcourt, left side. Now Brewer in the center circle. Right baseline. Morrow drives in, leans in. Two-footer is up and good. 8 in the quarter. Make it 68-48. Long down court pass. Shelby Pacheco left side on the lights. Look, got it up and off the glass. And she's got 4, make it 68-50, Rocks with 2:47 to play. Goldsmith gives to Morrow. Now this is Brewer, runs it across right side. Kicks it to the right baseline. 3 fired by Hoover and got it. Wow. I'm kind of surprised that they're taking those at this point. You would think that Coach Thad Hoover would want to maybe slow it down a little bit and not take those, but I guess as long as they're going in, it's okay with them. 7-50.
Coach Hoover's the kind of coach that he's going to keep his throat on the his foot on the throat as long as possible, and he's not going to tell his girls to slow it down at all.
Nice look from Sarah Baker to Shelby Pacheco under the basket left side. Shelby laid it up and in. Another full timeout call. We'll take one as well. 2:23 to play. Rock Island 71, Galesburg 52. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team welcomes Quincy to John Thiel Gymnasium tomorrow night in both teams' Western Big Six opener. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
.223 to play in the ball game at Rock Island as the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 71-52. Rocks will bring it the length of the court. It'll be Raid to inbound. Tracy Raid. Inbound pass. Thought it got knocked away. They're going to say it actually went off Rocky. Apparently nobody touched it. So the
That was just a horrendous call because that ball got touched right in front of it by Mickey Rodriguez.
That's what I thought. I don't know how that happened.
And now, it seems like there's a lot of issues with subbing in and out over on the Rock Island bench because the officials continually have to bring players back in and send players back out. Now we're going to have another conversation with Coach Hoover about his substitutions.
Yeah, I'm wondering if shouldn't it be a technical if somebody didn't. Oh, you know what? I know what they're discussing because they're saying since nobody touched the ball, no time went off, that wasn't actually a play. So okay. She still can't check in. I guess that's what they're saying. Even though the ball was touched, but Streaks get it somehow. Sadie Hamilton on the right baseline now brings out to the wing, looks for help, hands to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll stop and fire the long three off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Morrow for Rock Island. 2:12 to play. This is Brewer with it. Across midcourt it goes to Goldsmith. She'll run down the left side. Left-handed layup is up and good for Sarita Goldsmith. They get 73-52. And the ball knocked away from Mickey Rodriguez on the right sideline. Streaks will have it just in front of their own bench. As five new Streaks check in, it'll be Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco with 1:59 to play.
Yeah, just under 2 minutes to play right now. You just want to try to run your offense. It's kind of like a practice situation now.
Sarah Baker gives to Maddie Boyer. Now left wing, this is Jessica Howard. Puts it on the floor, back to Maddie. Now back to Jessica Howard. Outside the three-point arc. Swings it to Sarah Baker between the circles. Rocks back in a 2-3 zone now. Jessica Howard right baseline. Now Ty Peachy on the right wing. Looks over the defense. Now Sarah Baker swings it to Jessica Howard on the left baseline. Now she penetrates. The runner is up and blocked by Goldsmith. Nice move by Jessica Howard, but Goldsmith, boy, she's just got honestly great timing on the block. Not to mention she's pretty tall and can jump. Three-pointer on the left wing by Hoover is up and good. Her fourth of the game. They get 76-52. Streaks tried to get it under the basket to Shelby Pacheco. And foul called on Goldsmith, and that will be her fourth, I believe. And Shelby Pacheco will go to the free throw line. Tell you what, they list Goldsmith at just 5'9". She looks to me to be taller, I think, than any of our players. I don't know. I'd be a little taller than that anyway. First free throw for Shelby is up, rolls out, no good. Just typical of the way things have gone tonight. There's been several shots, be they free throws or others, that have gone in, rolled around, and popped back out. But then there's been a whole bunch that haven't even been close.
Well, you say he took Sarita out here.
Second shot for Shelby is up. It is good. 76-53, Rocks, 1:17 to play in the ball game. Full court pressure. This is Garcia, lets it fly. Hoover runs it down. Just to Morrow running down the left side. Ball knocked away by Sarah Baker, and she knocked it off of Morrow. And the Streaks get it back on another Rock Island turnover with 1:11 to play. Near turnover on the inbound. Ty Peachy runs it down. Just to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now Ty Peachy, right wing. She'll drive to the baseline. Pulls it back out now. Gets to Sarah Baker. Sarah high, out high left side to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey back to Sarah between the circles. Now Ty Peachy out high right side. Swing it to Mickey on the left wing. puts it on the floor, picks up and swings it to Jessica Howard. Now to Ty Peachy between the circles with 45 seconds to play. Streaks. Oh, Sarah Baker just.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow, she went down. She's in some pain. She stopped to make the pass, and as she made that jump stop, she was kind of sideways, and she twisted that right ankle, and she is in some pain.
Yeah, and I believe that this is the same ankle she hurt last year, too, early in the season. So hopefully it's nothing too painful, but she's writhing in pain down there, and it does not look good.
I mean, she came down. All her weight was going that way. I mean, she was going to the moving to the right and came down on that right ankle. Just, I mean, didn't actually come down on it, but she just, as she was trying to make that stop, it just turned over.
The good thing is, from our vantage point, it looked like just a rolled ankle.
Yeah.
And she does have the ankle brace on it, and that usually helps. But the worst ones are when you come down on somebody's foot or you come down on the side of your foot. I've had both of those, actually, and broken bones and ligaments in my ankles. But it looked like she just rolled it. So hopefully, once they're able to get her up and get her out, she'll be able to get some ice on it. It's going to hurt for a few days, but hopefully it's just a rolled ankle.
Yeah, so she's in some definite pain right now.
This isn't what you want to see either. With 23-point deficit, 39.4 left to go in this game, you definitely don't want to lose any players to injury in basically garbage time, if you will.
Yeah, and just and really just kind of a freak play, just in, you know, what didn't get bumped or anything, just coming to a stop, getting ready to make a pass, and boy. On the play, the Streaks ended up turning it over, and Rocky has it back with 39.4 seconds plays. They're going to help Sarah up and get her off the floor, and not going to put any pressure on the ankle as she goes off, as Coach Mike Rux and Evan Massey help her off the floor. So the Rocks will have the ball in for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Nelson, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and Jennifer Markley. And this will be inbound to the ball, Breanne Watson for the Rocks. And it's stolen by Mickey Rodriguez, drives in left side, lays it up off the glass and got it. 76-55, Garcia with it, inbounds to Morrow and finds Hoover running down on the right side. Up off the glass, no, but we're going to have a foul on the floor before the shot. Called on Mickey Rodriguez.
I think that's one of those that you could just let go in a 21-point deficit with, because Mickey just kind of bumped her. It wasn't as if she was any harm was going to happen on that one. And
yeah, because by the time she shot the ball, she just missed the shot. There was no contact on the shot. But so Hoover goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 18 fouls on the Streaks, 24.4 seconds to play. They get a 77-55 Rock Island lead. 19 points on the night for Whitney Hoover, 5'5", junior guard for the Rocks. Hoover eyes the second. It's up, and this one is in and out. No good. Jennifer Markley had the rebound, and I think she even thought that it went off her own hands, but they're going to give it to the Streaks nonetheless.
Well, I was kind of surprised the Streaks pressed on that last situation, especially after Sarah got hurt, because you don't want to set yourself up for a chance of that happening again.
Mickey Rodriguez misses the three. Jessica Howard runs down the rebound. 12 seconds to play. Ty Peachy. Jessica Howard drives right side. Now to Ty Peachy out near midcourt with 6 seconds to play. Back to Jess in the corner, right side. Now Ty Peachy has it. Swings it over to Mickey Rodriguez. Left baseline. She'll fire the three at the buzzer and got it. Rather ironic there that one would fall at that point. Final score. The Rock Island Rocks defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 77-58. Streaks now 4-3 on the season, 0-2 in the Big Six. Rocks 5-2 and 1-1 in Western Big Six play. Final score once again, Rocky 77, Galesburg 58. We'll come back with a post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian Generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breedlove signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breedloves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breedloves will show you the luck.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breedloves.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picked up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight, and it's brought to you by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of flurries, low around 20. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 29, low 18. Saturday, sunny 37. Saturday night and Sunday, partly cloudy, low around 22, high 38. And Sunday night, cloudy, chance of snow after midnight, and low around 23. Currently, it is 28. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Rock Island High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fell to the Rock Island Rocks in Western Big Six play. 77-58 was the final score. Streaks early in the game led 16-15 at the end of the first quarter. Were outscored 4-8 in the second quarter. They trailed 39-24 at halftime. Outscored 16-8 in that third quarter. They were down 54-32 heading into the final quarter, and the final score 77-58. It was a night you sometimes talk about living and dying by the three. Well, that's not necessarily the case with their offense, because they do get some shots in the paint, but it was a night where not only were the threes not falling, there were even even the some of the good looks they were getting in the paint weren't falling. And then in that second half, boy, Goldsmith and several others with a whole bunch of block shots.
Yeah, and that's sometimes the key for a defense is if you can get in there and block good shots, even good shots become bad shots if you got a team that's as athletic as this Rocky team was. And they were getting in, disturbing shots, redirecting shots, and causing the Streaks ultimately to miss a lot of shots, especially in that third quarter. And the other thing is we've seen the Streaks putting up in somewhere in the neighborhood 15 to 20 points a quarter. Quarter second and third, they only got 8 points each quarter, so ultimately fell behind because of those two quarters. That was where the big difference was. They were outscored by 16 in the second quarter, 24-8, and then 7 in the third quarter, 15-8, and that pretty much was the story of this ballgame.
Streaks postgame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. 77-58, the final score. Streaks fall to the Rock on the Rock. Streaks now 4-3 overall, 0-2 in the Western Big Six. Rocks move to 5-2, 1-1 in Western Big Six play. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Downtown, the mall, even Seminary Square. This Saturday, I'm going Christmas shopping. Getting it all done in one swoop. I'll be everywhere, but I won't be stressed out. Weather and traffic won't bother me, because I'm taking the bus. For $1.20, I'll ride in warm comfort all day. The bus gives me Christmas shop till you drop freedom.
52 Saturdays a year, you can ride the bus for $1.20. I'm Craig McCluskey, use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Rock Island High School on the post-game show, Streaks fall 77-58. Joining us, Streaks head coach Evan Massey, brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Well, coach, this is one of those nights where it wasn't, sometimes shots aren't going to fall, and some people say live and die by the three, but it wasn't even that. There were just even some good looks you were getting in the paint just would not get down for you.
Yeah, that the second quarter obviously killed us. That I felt kind of like, and I said to the girls afterwards that, I should have been smarter after our game with Richwoods on Saturday to really kind of redraw their focus for the next game and stuff, but we didn't. And I thought this was one of those games where we came out and we expected our style to win the game, and we didn't do the execution within it, and so it became an issue. I thought they did a nice job of came back and matched up on our shooters. Early in the game, we had shots, and kids that are supposed to be shooters shot faked and wouldn't take them, and that became a problem. And then in that second quarter, I thought the two issues for us was, one was we just didn't get any offensive rebounds at all. It was one and done, and if we're going to play this style, that can't happen. And then the other thing was in the half court set, I realized we give up stuff in the press, and those are sometimes a little easier to correct. But in half court sets, everything was wide open looks. There was nothing in terms of any urgency on their part that we were just real, really slow in what we were doing.
Well, it really seemed in that second quarter as well that their guards, they're quick defensively, and they were putting a lot of pressure on your guards, and at times you were even pushed out toward center court. It seemed to bother your guards a little bit trying to get into the flow of your offense.
Definitely. I agree with that. And then I thought also, they had, I don't know if it's as much size, but they had really good jumpers, quick in the post. And they got just a lot of offensive rebounds. And and defensive rebounds, so that became an issue for us.
Well, something that happened late in the ball game, you never want to see at any point in the ball game, but Sarah Baker, just kind of a freak play. She was, I guess, kind of coming down for a jump stop and kind of turned that ankle. I mean, it seemed like she was in a lot of pain. Any ideas yet how bad it could be? Or
no, I don't, you know, you don't know. I mean, and every kid, you know, every ankle, they're not, you know, none of them are the same. Every right. ankle sprain is going to be different, and how kids react to them initially becomes an issue also. I think Sarah, if I remember right, maybe when she was a sophomore, had sprained one of her ankles. So, you know, you're always concerned if it's the first time a kid sprains their ankle because, you know, all of us, anybody the first time you sprain it, that you're sure it's broken in that situation. So we'll see. You know, hopefully it's something that she can bounce back from.
Well, you turn around right back at it. Short turnaround as usual. Saturday afternoon, non-conference game with Dunlap coming in. What do you know about this team?
They, you know, lost most of the kids to graduation. I'm hoping they're not real strong. We kind of need to get something to get ourselves going a little bit.
Yeah, and Eric and I talked about this, you know, even off the air. It's like, boy, there's no way watching this Rock Island team, they're not 19 points better than your team. But I guess when the shots don't go, there's, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, the two things that stand out in my mind is that one is when we're playing teams that are quicker than us, and most teams are, when we're playing somebody that's quicker than us, we've got to be really intense and really focused in order to make things work. Otherwise, it becomes very clear that we're a step slow, and that becomes an issue. Some things defensively, and we weren't able to adjust to those, and that had a problem. So, you know, hopefully, you know, learning process that the next time we play somebody, maybe we're able to make adjustments on the fly a little bit better than we did tonight, because I think you look tonight and it's just kind of like we just once the wagon got headed down the hill, you know, we couldn't do anything to stop it.
Well, Coach, thank you very much. As always, we always appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you on Saturday.
Okay, thanks.
That's Galesburg Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. That's brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. We'll take a timeout, come back with more of the post game. Streaks fall to Rock Island 77-58. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business. And by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team welcomes Quincy to John Thiel Gymnasium tomorrow night in both teams' Western Big Six opener. Pregame coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back at Rock Island High School, 77-58. Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Well, scoring attack, Streaks relatively balanced, just not the number of points they're used to putting up on the board. It was Sarah Baker and Mickey Rodriguez leading the way, 11 points apiece. Sarah with a couple of threes, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Mickey with a couple of threes as well, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Sadie Hamilton with 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Jessica Howard. All Jess's points came from the free throw line tonight. It was Maddie Boyer 0-for-1 from the line, didn't score. 7 points for Shelby Pacheco, 1-for-2 from the line. 4 points for Ty Peachy. She was 2-for-4 from the foul line. Let's see, 3 points for Bailey Boyer on a three-pointer. 4 points for Jamie Johnson on a couple of baskets in the first half. 2 points for Jennifer Markley on a basket in the first half. Now, I'm not sure I have the streaks. 15-for-27 from the line. Is that close? Somewhere around there. For Rock Island, again, a really balanced scoring attack. They scored from inside and outside on the fast break in the half court. They were led by Whitney Hoover with 19 points, including 4 three-pointers. 17 points for LaShonica Johnson. She had 15 of those 17 in the first half. She kind of slowed down there. She was having kind of a career night early on, and everything she threw up early in the game was going in. Still ended up with 17 points. 14 for Sarita Goldsmith, the 5'9 sophomore, including 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 11 piece for Triona Roberts and Tracy Raid. 4 points apiece for Megan Sheely and Talise Garcia. Also, Siobhan Brewer with 4 points for the Rocks. Turnovers. do we have an abacus that counts that high on the turnovers?
Yeah, well, even before turnovers, and really, I had them only at 20 and 24 for Rock Island, so it wasn't as bad of a number as you would think. I guess the contrast would be the shooting percentage would just being atrocious in this game. The streaks 5-for-43 from distance, 11-for-26 from inside the line. So not a good night when you combine to go 16-for-69. I mean, when you get 69 shots up, that's usually a good sign, but you'd want to hit at least a third of those, which would be 23. And, you know, when you're that low, it's not a good sign at all.
Yeah, you're not going to win too many games.
No.
That kind of percent. And like we said, it wasn't only from behind the arc. It was just everywhere. And, you know, a lot of those block shots in that third and fourth quarter, Goldsmith, I think, had 3, 4, 5 herself in that quarter. It was just a pretty spectacular defensive display for at least a short period of the basketball game. So, once again, the streaks fall 77-58. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And you kind of try to find, I guess, a silver lining in a game like this. Not too easy. But one young lady kind of stepped up late in the game and on a couple of nice passes and just took it right to the basket. Got a couple of rebounds late as well. Sadie Hamilton ended up the game with 9 points, and as I mentioned, she scored 7 of those 9 in the fourth quarter on 3 baskets and 1-for-2 from the free throw line. So Sadie Hamilton is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Take a deep breath, and we forget about this one, and probably a lot easier for us to forget than the young ladies, but hopefully they can put this one behind them and get ready for a Saturday afternoon date with Dunlap.
Well, as Coach said, the important thing is team, and Coach alluded to this or inferred this by his comments, this team was just more athletic than the streaks, and I think you addressed it with him in stating that we obviously didn't think this was a 19 point better team than the streaks were, but this team was more athletic, and this team has, I wouldn't put them in the same category as a Rich Woods or Springfield as far as athleticism, but they have very athletic players. They just have very undisciplined players, and they play out an out of control style of offense and defense even, and you know what you do to combat that and what the streaks need to do in the future is execution. That's purely simply execution. As far as getting out rebounded, you've got to box out. As far as having them flying out at you, shots on you, you have to pump fake, you have to drive, you have to combat their over aggressiveness. In any sport where you have a team that's over aggressive, you have to combat that by misdirection. And you know, just as in football, in basketball, it's the same thing. You cannot sit in their line of, you know, in their path of coming out to block shots or to rebound or whatever it is.
I guess kind of the ironic thing, and Coach Massey mentioned this, in that stretch in the second quarter where we were maybe getting some open looks from behind the arc, they were doing the shot fake and going to the basket, and then the defense picking them up and not getting those easy open looks. So like I said, chalk this one up as a learning experience. Come back on Saturday. Dunlap Eagles, sophomores get underway at noon. John Thiel Gymnasium, the varsity schedule for 1:30, about 1:10 for the pregame. Coming up tomorrow night, as we mentioned, the Galesburg Silver Streak boys open Western Big Six play. They host the Quincy Blue Devils. That'll be a 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip-off. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have the action for you. Streaks girls Saturday afternoon, and the boys back at John Thiel Gym again on Saturday night as they host the Metamora Redbirds. Final score, once again, Rock Island 77, Galesburg 58. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chaz Pig, tonight. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arida, saying goodnight from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.